Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Well, welcome again to everybody. So this morning I'd like for us to meditate on validating our God self. Unfortunately, most of the people on this planet have no idea what I'm talking about when I speak of your God self. You are a spark of what we call God. There are many names for this, and it really has no name, what we often call God. But it's a vibration, it's a power, it's an energy, it's all that is. It's all of us, it's all of everything, it's all of what we like, it's all of what we don't like. God is all things. Now stop trying to figure it out, because your human brain cannot. The human system cannot comprehend the totality of God, but we can begin to understand and validate that part of God that we represent on planet Earth. It's called you, and you, and you, and me, and everybody. Everybody is a little piece of God. We get in trouble when we try to believe we're more than our piece of God, which is really quite adequate in itself. And we get in trouble when we want to believe one group is part of it and another one isn't. Part of God is you, and God is everything. That means that everyone is connected to you. The people you like, people you don't like. So you got to learn to live with that. One of the most important things that's happening on the planet right now is awareness is coming up. People, human beings, are awakening. They're awakening to the reality that they are more than their physical body. They each, all of us each, have what I'll call a God self. It's you, the spirit. Those of you who meditate here every Sunday or on a regular basis know that we talk about that spark of the divine that is in you. That is your God self. And you connect with God through that bright spark that is you. So enough talking about it. I'd like for you to experience it, because it's the only way you can relate to it. The intellect cannot. The human body is a limited space. It has limited abilities. We as spirit don't have any limits. So in order for us to experience spirit, we have to be still and allow the body to comprehend that light to whatever extent it can. So I'm going to invite you to meditate. So if you'll just sit up straight in your chair with your hands and feet separate, because this allows your flow of energy to move completely through you and around you, and doesn't block anything. When you cross your legs, cross your hands, you're interfering with your flow of energy. Take some nice deep breaths as you sit back in your chair and relax your body. Now, I want you to be aware of the fact that you have a body, but you are not that body. You are spirit. You are the spark of the divine. You are not your body. Your body is not you. And awakening to this fact is one of the most powerful experiences any soul can have or any body can experience. Let's start by creating a safe place for our bodies and our group. So be aware that near the base of your spine is an energy center. We call it a chakra. And it has your information about how to create on planet Earth. I want you to let a flow of energy go from that first chakra, that's just close to the base of your spine, and let that energy flow through the chair and through the floor and through the planet all the way to the center of the Earth. Remember to breathe, because you, the spirit, are beginning to create into and through your body. And it needs your reassurance and your assistance to perform its necessary functions, such as breathing. Take some nice deep breaths. Relax the body as you ground the body and ground yourself as spirit through your body. This grounding makes your system safe. It enhances your communication between you and your body, and you and your body and the earth. Now let's validate our God self, that bright spark of light that is you, that is a divine aspect that you are manifesting into physical form. Let a bright spark of light, this light that's you, come to the top of your head. Let yourself feel it. You may actually feel a warmth or a tingling or just a presence of you. Pause with this for a moment. Acknowledge your existence as spirit. In this space at the top of your head, be aware of how you are connected with God and all other souls. We have so many words that define us in the human state, good and bad and right and wrong and glorious and happy and sad and so many things. Don't let those concepts of humanity stop you from experiencing yourself, the spirit, right now, vibrating at the top of your head. Experience you. With this introduction to yourself, many things begin to happen. Then allow yourself the spirit, that bright spark of light, to come into the center of your head. Pause there in the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes, where you can view the world from a neutral space, an accepting space, where you can release so many of the things that we have blocked ourselves and blinded ourselves with. I love that song, Amazing Grace, I was blind and now I see. Well, that's what we're talking about. Seeing is spirit. Seeing what is. Be in that space of neutrality, filled with your own light. This is your avenue to God. It's you, inside you. Enhance your grounding cord that flows from your first chakra to the center of the earth, because as you experience yourself as spirit, you bring your vibration up in the body, and it needs the grounding in order to deal with your vibration. You're a high, bright energy beyond the comprehension of your body. Your body can validate your existence without having to understand it completely. Take a nice deep breath. Allow yourself to be grounded and centered and simply be spirit inside its body. Now the grounding cord has a double benefit, allowing our system to be safe and stable. It also has the benefit of a way to release anything we no longer want. So allow yourself to release any information that says you are not a part of God. I'm sure everyone in the process of living on planet Earth has experienced invalidation about their spirituality. Maybe you've heard someone say, oh, how do you know that? You don't know that. But you, the Spirit, do, and you've brought that information into the body. Let that invalidation or non-permission to be yourself simply flow down your grounding cord. Do not be concerned about the planet. She will recycle it, and we will reuse it in another form. So take a moment to let go of anything between you and the knowledge that you are spirit and your body is your vessel. The more you acknowledge this about yourself, the more you will be able to acknowledge it about others. Marion told a good story this morning about being on the bus, and this man got off and he was blind. And right after that, a young woman got off and she paused and asked the bus driver about the man, if he needed help across the street. And he said, yes, he does have trouble crossing the street. God bless you, young woman. There are wonderful, wonderful times that we all portray our spiritual self. And of course, there are times we don't. And we're all both of those things. We're spirit and we're manifesting in a body. So do not associate your spirituality with perfection. Remember, we are a part of God. Only the totality of God is perfect. So as you meditate on yourself in the center of your head, accept yourself as you are, spirit, flowing through a body, learning and growing, making mistakes, having fun, doing foolish things, doing wise things, doing fun things, doing unhappy things. You're here experiencing and growing like our new baby. She has a life of adventure ahead of her, and we've all been through quite a few adventures ourselves, some more than others, as I look at the gray heads. But we're here like children, learning, growing, choosing. Be in the center of your head and let go of anything that interferes with you accepting your God self, including those foolish expectations. We are imperfect and we are meant to be. Only God is perfect. In fact, as our friend Jesus even said, only God is good. I find that a great relief because I have a trouble being good. Especially according to some people's standards of good. Take a nice deep breath. Be your God self. Follow yourself. Trust yourself. We're here to express our unique vibration. And the more we do that, the more we can support each other in doing that. The more you acknowledge your spiritual self, your God self, the more you will create things that are beneficial to you and all around you. So use your grounding to let go of anything stopping you from validating, yes, you are a spark of God. You have the power and the ability to create your life. Usually our only problem is a lack of knowledge. Sometimes it's a lack of assistance. But make that part of your learning and your expression of self. To let yourself receive assistance, to let yourself receive new knowledge. To reach out, to challenge yourself. Be your God self. The next thing I'd like for us to cleanse or release is fear. Because to truly be our God self, we must rise above the emotion of fear. Fear only has one purpose, that's to keep us alive. We learn real quickly to be afraid of the hot stove if we put our hand on it. But once we've withdrawn it, we can let go of the fear and just keep the knowledge. Fear is simply a survival technique. If you have fear from something that isn't occurring in relation to your present moment, send it down your grounding cord, because it will color your world. Don't let fear, which is a very powerful human emotion, stand in your way of being your spiritual self, of representing your spark of God through your body into this earth. And believe me, it takes courage to do this. Because there are a lot of people who'll tell you everything you say and do and believe is wrong. And that's okay. It can be in their world, but it doesn't have to be in yours. Let the fear go down your grounding cord. Know that fighting fear or fighting hate or fighting disturbance only adds energy to it. But when you release it, you let it go, you help heal yourself and everyone else. Simply be your God self. And watch what begins to happen in your world. I'm going to give you just a moment to experience your grounding and being in the center of your head or on the top of your head and shining. When you go into the world as you are at this moment, maybe not quite so inward, a little more aware of the world around you, but when you go into the world with grounding and being in the center of your head, you affect everyone you encounter. Sometimes it's a little disturbing. Usually the people who like you the most are the babies and the children. Sometimes their mothers get upset. Be you, and be not afraid of how it affects you and the world you're in. Just to give you one example of someone who could have been afraid and turned off what was happening to her, but she did not, was when an angel came to her and said, "You're pregnant, you're going to have a child." And she said, "I can't, I'm not married, I'm a virgin." He said, "Well, you are." And he told her not to be afraid, but how many of us would be courageous enough to go forward? Very few. Especially in that day, in that circumstance, where that was a death sentence for her. But it didn't come to pass that way, did it? She had the child, and it changed our world. So you can go forward and do things in your life that may be scary for you, but powerful for you and others. Take a nice deep breath and let your grounding take away your fear of being your God self, because I will assure you, most of the world around you is not going to understand. Let the fear go down your grounding. You know, after 9/11, many people who were involved in that changed their lives because they began to awaken and have a new awareness of life. Let yourself create an awakening within you in a much more quiet manner, by grounding and coming into the center of your head and turning on the light and saying hello. Hello to yourself and hello to everyone around you. I'm spirit, and this is my vessel, the body. And as you go through life like that, whether you're going to the grocery store or walking down the street or at whatever work you do, you're going to shine light. And when you're tempted to say how horrible everything is, the light within you will begin to light up what is wonderful in you and in the world. Breathe in, breathe out, and again, tune into you in the center of your head and what immense power you have. The power to manifest God in a body on the earth. Now, I'd like for us to talk to, I have a lot of teachers I love very dearly, Buddha and Lao Tzu and Muhammad, but Jesus is my favorite because he loved to party. And he talked a great deal about manifesting spirit in the body. All these teachers came and said the same thing. We're a spark of God. We're in a physical body. We can manifest our God self, or we can put our attention on the physical world. Most people do a bit of both. But I want you to take a moment and experience our friend Jesus. So just say hello to this soul. He's with us anytime. Say hello and receive a hello in return. This is a soul who manifested consciously in the body and did everything in his power to help all those around him to awaken as well. So increase your grounding and talk to Jesus about you and validating your God self, and ask him to help you cleanse any invalidation from you. You know, that foolishness that says, I'm not good enough. That's not true. So I'm going to give you a few minutes of silence for your personal conversation with Jesus about you, spirit, in a body. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Jesus for assisting you and communicating with you. Be in the center of your head. Be aware that this one young woman affected lots of people today by one small act of kindness. We can all do that. We don't have to be goody-two-shoes. I sure couldn't be that. But with one act of kindness. Look, we're talking about it at a meditation service. You know, the man spread the word about what happened and felt better because of it. You know, she did too. Be here and validate your God self and your ability to manifest that vibration that is you, wherever you go and whatever you do. All right, now we're going to do what we do best. We're going to take a moment and communicate with the whole, with God, and let ourselves experience the fullness of that as we share this with each other. See, she's excited about that part. So enhance your grounding, because this is a very high energy. And we want to consider the bodies, respect the bodies as we awaken and manifest spiritually. Because the bodies are our vessels, and because we like them. And if you don't like your body, then meditate a bit on improving that. Now, let's create a big, bright, golden sun, everybody, above your head. Just see that gold sun above your head and let that gold energy just flow to you. To the top of your head and through your head and into your body and through your body. Let your body be filled with this neutral gold energy. Let it heal you. Let it help you be aware of yourself. You, the spirit. Then I want you to be aware of your God. You notice I'm not defining God for you. Be aware of your God. And be a part of it for a moment. Tune in and receive that vibration we call love. Let it flow into you and help manifest that within yourself. Increase your grounding. It's a high vibration. And I let God acknowledge you so that you can better acknowledge yourself, the spirit. let yourself receive. Now you can understand words like glory and rejoice. Let yourself take this with you through the day, through the week. And if you lose touch with it, just let yourself remember. Give yourself a moment of peace or silence so that you can carry this acknowledgement of yourself and what you were a part of through your life with you. Allow you and your God self, you, the God self, to make their decisions, not your body. All right. Thank God for all this exciting thing on earth that we're doing, all this learning and growing, and let go of that connection. Just because we have a different level of energy that we deal with when we walk around and function in a physical manner. And allow the gold energy to begin to flow from you into the earth. We'll share that with the earth. And at the same time, let it just cleanse from your body anything you wish to release. Bring your attention back to the physical world. I know that's wonderful space we get into, but we have bodies to take care of. So come back and wiggle your foot to help your attention come back. Pat your knee. Open your eyes. And when you're ready, spin the body forward to help you release energies from your head and shoulders and hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, hello. Feel a little better about yourself?
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.